Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I need a special friend in my life, and I want to talk about why I made Jesus that special friend. Jesus was tempted by the devil on the mountain. He said, eat that bread, you don't have to fast. Jesus said, man, shall not I live by a bread alone. But behind the bed, I'm on my way home. Jesus has the strength to overcome the devil. The only way to be baptized by John. He took 12 men to walk with him down those dusty roads. His spirit reached out and touched the lame man. He got up and walked so straight and bold. There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found Jesus and made him my personal Savior. I'd like to thank all the steadfast preachers and friends who prayed for me along the way. You need Jesus more than you know, and I'm here to tell you so.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He didn't just save me once but twice.
Save me once
or twice.
First time
I'm on the cross. The second time I I need a special friend in my life, and I want to talk about why I made Jesus that special friend. Jesus was tempted by the devil on the mountain. He said, eat that bread, you don't have to fast. Jesus said, man, so I live by bread alone. But then he said, I'm on my way home. Jesus has the strength to overcome the devil. The only way to be baptized by John. Thank you. You know, I need a special friend in my life, and I want to talk about why I made Jesus that special friend. Jesus was tempted by the devil on the mountain. He said, eat that bread, you don't have to fast. Jesus said, man, should not live by bread alone. But he said, I'm on my way home. Jesus has the strength to overcome the devil. The only way to be baptized by John. The spirit was out and touched the lame man. He got up and walked so straight and bold. Such a kind of man I need as a friend. Someone who can look for me till the end.
Every time I call, he is always there for me. He's the one thing in my life that I know is guaranteed.
He's the one that fought the devil on the mountain. He's the one that you don't have to fast. Devil on the mountain. That bread you don't have to fast. Jesus, the man should not live by bread alone. But he had to say, I'm on my way home. He took away Mary's sin. Oh, let's do it again. He healed the young girl's leprosy so that the world could begin to believe. He put his hands on a blind man's eyes. He began to see what he saw. You know, I need a special friend in my life, and I want to talk about why I made Jesus that special friend. Jesus was tempted by the devil on the mountain. He said, eat that bread, you don't have to fast. Jesus said, man, should not live by bread alone. But if you think I'm on my way home, Jesus has the strength to overcome the devil. The only way to be baptized by John, he took 12 men to walk with him down those dusty roads. His spirit reached out and touched the lame man. Walk so straight and bold. Such a kind of man I need as a friend. Someone who can look at me till the end.
Every time I call him, he's always there for me. He's the one thing in my life that I know is guaranteed.
He's been tempted by the devil on the mountain. He's been dead, he's on the fast. He's a man, should not live by bread alone. Jesus was tempted by the devil on the mountain. He said, eat that bread, you don't have to fast. Jesus said, man, should not live by bread alone. But he had to say, I'm on my way home. He took away Mary's sin. Told her not to do it again. He healed a young girl's leprosy so that the world could begin to believe.
Yes, this is your brother Elohim. Last week we were having so much trouble with the broadcast. So what I'm trying to do now is work the bugs out. There's a lot of static and going back and forth. So I think I pretty much solved that problem right now. So we're going to continue with the broadcast. The topic, normally we start off with just talking about love, letting people know what love is, because most of us don't know what love is. And that's why we have so much problems with everything, because we don't know what love is. Love is an act that makes others feel good, okay? So if you're in a relationship or you're dealing with people, if you're going to commit an act or say something that's not going to make the other person feel good, don't commit the act. If you don't commit the act, then you'll be in a feel-good, you have a feel-good relationship, okay? This is why the groups can't get along. This is why we have so much trouble. Because we don't function out of love, because this culture doesn't teach us what love is. Because if we actually knew how to love each other, the problems that we have in as a culture, the problem that we have in our family, the problem that we have in our relationships, it would not happen. Like, you know, if you're going out to the store and you come home and your wife, she likes Rocky Road ice cream, and you know, Rocky Road ice cream in the refrigerator, then guess what should be in your bag when you walk through that door? Rocky Road ice cream. It's just constantly doing things that you know is going to make the other person feel good, you know? And then that's functioning under the culture that we were actually supposed to be raised under. That's the what you sow culture, which is a science. That's the culture of science. If you read two chemicals together, you're going to sow a reaction, and you use mathematics to control the reaction by how much chemicals you put together. That's really what you sow. That's science. That's how back in the day, as the black community, we were able to accomplish so many things, and that's why they're accomplishing. The scientists are accomplishing so much today because the scientists are basically functioning under the reap what you sow culture, although without the biblical scriptures, they don't have the morality that they need to control some of the things that they're getting out of these experiments and stuff. But that's giving you an idea, just an idea of what love is and how this whole thing works, okay? I didn't get a chance to start the broadcast properly, so I'm going to make a quick assertion. For those of you on the line, as I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I will be walking the path of being enlightened, and I will get what I want. And that's what this is all about. When you go through life, you need to get what you want. And because if you're not getting what you want out of life, what's the point? You know? And that's something that's happening to a lot of us. We're going through life not really getting what we want out of life, okay? Now, my goal is to be here for at least a couple hundred years, although they say that's not possible, but Our history, our books tell us that we're supposed to be living at least 900 years. According to our books, that's the normal lifespan of the body, okay? 900 years. So we have to do things to live that long, and the books tell you how to do that. For instance, in Genesis 126, 129, it tells you herbs and fruit, seed bearing plants was given to you for meat. So we're not really supposed to be flesh consumers, okay? But they call them flesh meat. But according to our ancestors, we didn't call meat flesh. The herbs and vegetables is what we call meat, okay? When they're talking about meat and potatoes, we're talking about vegetables and potatoes, not flesh and potatoes, okay? So they flip things around in your consciousness so that they can make money off you. And trust me, the largest growing industries on the planet is the medical facilities, because people are sick because they're not eating properly. If we know what their diet is, the worst diet that you could ever be on, you know? I recommend one meal a day, possibly with a snack or something, you know, later on. But when you eat that one meal, you should really get all your nutrients and minerals in at the same time. This is why we don't function properly. This is why our brain is not clear. We can't think to do things that we should be doing because you're not eating properly. Now, this show is not about health. It's about power. But all this helps you access your power, okay? Now, the one thing I do want to say is that if you eat these five vegetables every day, you'll see a difference in your health, you see a difference in your life, you see a difference in everything. Now, once you eat these five vegetables, your body will be prepared to handle other things, okay? Also, if you have a comment or something you want to say, just press 1 on your dial, and that will let me know that you have a comment or that you'd like to say something. And I don't use your name unless you want me to. I just use the last 4 of your Social Security. I'm trying to talk about programming. The last 4 of your phone number, and that will let you know that your mic is open and you can make a comment, okay? Now, this is a global show, so we have people listening in Italy, France, Africa, everywhere. So when you make a comment, you're making a global comment, you're talking to the world, and that's what this is all about. We want to tell the world what's going on and what's happening here, okay? So those 5 vegetables are greens, collard greens. We come by broccoli, Brussels sprouts, string beans, green peas. Now, those are the 5 vegetables that actually fit the diet, but I added sweet potatoes to my diet, although they don't recommend sweet potatoes, but I'm having a little trouble with my eyes, so I needed the extra beta carotene. So I added a couple of sweet potatoes to my diet as well, okay? Now, once you eat those 5 or 6 vegetables, a cup of each one of those vegetables, okay? Then if you eat something after that, you have the proper nutrients in your system to actually handle what you're eating, you know, and it will make a difference in your life. You'll see, okay? Because I find that my gray hair is going away. I have problems with my knees. My knees are starting to straighten out, you know, and it's beginning to work for me. And I'm sure that if you eat these 5 vegetables every day, it will work for you. Now, on the greens, the density, the molecular density of the greens is so dense that you can't just regularly boil the greens. And your body can get the nutrients out of it. You really have to put the greens in a crock pot, okay? You have to really pressurize those greens to unlock the nutrients of the greens. This is why a lot of us say, well, the collard greens is a weed. We shouldn't eat it. It is a weed, okay? But it's a very nutritious weed if we eat it properly, okay? So that's just to give you a little heads up on what you should be eating. And if you have joint pains, just things of that nature, just cut back on your sugar and tomatoes. Sugar tomatoes and cut back on your onions, and that will help you a little bit out with your joint pains and things of that nature, okay? All right, now, into the topic. Why aren't you using your power? Well, we was trying to address this yesterday, but we're having so much trouble. People couldn't hear me. They were calling every 5 minutes, talking about the show was breaking up. How I fixed the problem. I got interfaces and all the mics, everything here, but none of that seemed to work. How I fixed the problem is that I called in on one phone, then I have to call in on another phone to literally talk, like the same way that you call in. I have to call in and use that as my speaking phone, and that way everything seems to be working pretty good, and I'm not getting a break for the day, so that seems to work. And, you know, like, as long as that's why I say I'm on this, people ask me how I'm doing, I say, as long as I'm this side of dirt, I'm doing fine, because as long as you're alive, whatever's broke, you can fix it, you know, especially if you know who you are. That's what this broadcast is all about today. I did it yesterday, and I was only do half of it, and I'm only going to be able to get half of it in today, because I lost half an hour playing around with the mics and stuff. So we're just going to do half the broadcast so that you know what's going on. I'm still going to run a commercial. I want a commercial in about 15 minutes. A commercial takes about 5 minutes, okay? So now, if you have a dollar, if you have $100 in your wallet, but you don't know it's there, how can you spend it? You can be hungry, starving, sleeping in the street, and don't know you have $100 in your wallet. You know what I mean? And you can't use it if you're not aware, if you don't know that it's there. That's the problem with the power that you have. You don't know that it's there. If you don't know that it's there, you don't know how to use it. This is why we're failing in so many attempts and things that we're trying to do. Because we don't know how to draw the energy from the cosmos to us to overcome every obstacle that comes in our way. All right? Okay? So this is what we're going to talk about now. And in order to talk about your power, you have to first begin to recognize who you are. Now, it's kind of tricky because, you know, when a person sleeps, right, and they get in that good sleep, you know how they sleep and you got that little REM sleep and it feels so good. And somebody comes along and says, yo, man, yo, and wake you up. You say, oh, man, I was sleeping so good. You had to wake me up. You'll come back in an hour or so, man. That's how this works. You sleep and it feels so good. You're so into that REM sleep. So into what everybody what the 1% is programming you to be sleep. And it feels so good. And you wake up and you say, oh, man, you know, it's like the child. The child that's, you know, like little Peter. Oh, man, I can't wait till I get grown. I can't wait to get out of here. I can't wait to do this. And then they turn 18 or 20. And they get that wake-up call. Wait a minute. I don't have nobody to pay my bills for me. I got to go to work now. You know? I don't have somebody to run behind me to the hospital. I have to go to work now. I don't have nobody to buy my clothes, my toothpaste, even my toilet paper. I have to go to work now. They're beginning to wake up. It ain't as easy as being grown as you thought. Now you have to remember what mom and papa's doing out there. Now you have to do it for yourself. It's a wake-up call. It's stressful. A lot of children, they leave, but they come right back home. Oh, mama, I'm sorry. You know? And they should have a different attitude, but they don't because they still sleep, but they're starting to wake up. But that reality hit them, bam, it's a man, you know? They come back home where it's a little more easy, you know? And that's what's going on when you try to wake people up. It gets a little tricky because they begin to realize that the book says, I'm a Bible thumper, I want you to know that. Now, the book says, because there's so much power in the book, but nobody's telling you how to read the book. I listen to T.J. Jakes and Joe Olson and Careful Bauer and Cassie Bay. I listen to all of them, okay? They're talking to you. They're lullabying you and keeping you asleep. They do not want you to wake up. The book will wake you up and you'll be saying, oh, wait a minute. You know, like the teenager. The book says, Psalm 82, you are all gods. So if you are all gods, who's supposed to be doing this stuff for you? You know what I'm saying? Scary, huh? You know what I mean? Well, wait a minute. I'm praying to a God. Oh, are you? You know what I mean? Are you praying to a God that's sitting on a chair looking like Abraham Lincoln, or are you praying to the one in the mirror? See, This is a wake-up call. So, wait. You trying to tell me that there is no God? No. The book tells you that there's God. Many gods. They don't serve no other gods other than me. It's telling you there's more gods out here, right? But the Bible's telling you who God. Now, here comes the question. If I'm God, where is my power? How come I have the power that they say God is supposed to have? Something's wrong with that picture. I don't know if I'm ready to wake up to that reality yet. I have to do this myself, you know what I mean? I got to call on the forces to change things myself, you know what I mean? I don't have nobody that's in control that I can just sit back and say, well, they're in control of this. I don't have to worry about it. Oh, no, you know? That's the sleepy voice. That's how they put you to sleep. They keep you in a lollipop land, so you don't know. If you don't know who you are, how do you know how to access the power that you have? $100 is in your wallet, but you don't know it's there. You got power to change the entire planet, but you don't know it's there. Some guys wake up, some females wake up, and they hit the history books because they've done so much to change so much. It's one person. You know what I mean? They weren't counting on a whole mess of people. They knew that they can do it. And they went to fight for it. They went to run for it because they knew it was on them. Now, that's scary. It scares the teenagers when they step out that door and say, wait a minute. I'm hungry, but I ain't got no money. I got to go to work now. You know, it's a scary process to wake up from when you sleep and realize that it's on you. Now you got to figure out, oh, wait a minute. How am I going to get the money and everything to feed myself? Now that it's on me, I don't have mom and papa taking care of me no more. I was so glad to get 18, but now that I'm 18, I'm kind of thinking about this thing. Wait a minute. Maybe I'm biting my board and I can shoot too soon. This is how it happens when you wake up. Okay? So here's who you are. They gave you an example of who you are when in the story of Jesus. Wait a minute. How is that story telling me who I am? Listen, we're talking about the Immaculate Conception. When the egg and when the semen enters the egg, okay, there's a light that comes into mom's womb that's not of the mother or the father, and it activates that flesh, turns that flesh into a living entity, okay? That's the Immaculate Conception. Every mother is a Mary. Every child is a Christ. And now Jesus told you this in the book. He said, he that eats of me will do, he didn't say as much as me. He said he could do greater than what he did. And if you read the book, you know Jesus was a bad boy. He done a lot of things, you know? But you can do greater than that if you know who you are. And see, there's a reason why wise men were following the stars to get to the birth, because it's a cosmic event. Think about this now. When you were born, it was a cosmic event. You were born under the Immaculate Conception. You are a Christ, one who was crystallized into oneness with source energy. That means that you have the ability to draw the energy from the cosmos into you to make things happen through action and reaction. There's your power. You know, they come out, oh, well, it's a secret. We have them. Have they come out with the CD? Oh, it's a secret. We have the any new secret. It's been in the book all the time. You read what you sow. Everything is happening through action and reaction. But if you know who you are, you begin, okay, to sow things just a little bit differently, because you know you got the power to change your life. You know you got the power to change the situation around you. You know you have the power to change the world if that's what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Do you have examples of one person changing the world, one person fighting to change everything? It's possible. The evidence is all around you that you have that kind of power to do it. But the thing is, you have to begin to recognize who you are. Now, here's something that's going to blow your mind. I'm having so much trouble with people with this because of the brainwashing. Every religious group that you get into, I don't care which one it is, the first thing all of them teach, the same thing, you was created. Ain't that amazing? If energy cannot be created or destroyed, how are you created? You are created. You're made out of the energy of the cosmos. That's why you got copper, zinc, and all this stuff inside your body, because you come from all of that. And you can use the energy of the entire universe to flow through you to get done whatever you want done. That's why they tell you to meditate. Be still. Think about what you can really do. What you think about is what you bring about. And if you ain't thinking about nothing, what are you bringing about? Absolutely nothing. You see what I'm saying? You can't think about the $100 in your wallet because you don't know it's there. You can't think about accessing the kind of power you need to turn that $100 that you have into $1 million because you don't know it's there. See what I'm saying? Hey, you people go to Harvard, Princeton, Yale. They go to the best schools on the planet, and they come out of the school with a resume in their hand. These people, they're supposed to come out of the school with a plan, you know what I mean, to create whatever they want to be. I used to tell them to create, but to make whatever they want possible. I don't like using the term create, because you can't make something from nothing. You have to start with something to make something happen, okay? You are the universe in an expansion mode. That's the kind of thing. Now, we got to think about that for a minute. If I am the universe expanding itself, that means the universal power is in me. It's all in me, okay? The people that realize this, they get to talking in a certain way to, so that you can bring them all this here money. You know what I'm saying? But they put the what you're supposed to get back on somebody else. So they're not to blame for nothing. Like, here he did it. Well, God don't want you to have it. You know, God wants you to have it. Yeah, you have it. Well, how come you got it and I don't got it? See what I'm saying? You got to remember, Jesus ain't putting no money in that basket. You know what I mean? I'm talking about Jesus the Christ, okay? You are a Christ, but we're talking about Jesus the Christ. He ain't putting money in that basket. You're putting the money in the basket. They're relying on God to help them. So when they need something, they go to God to get it. They go to you to ask you for money to build the church, money to change this, money for their cars, money for their $5 million houses, okay? They don't go to the cosmos. They go to you because they know who God is. And they know, see, this is why the 99% is having so much trouble, because the 1% make sure you don't know who you are. Your neighbor next door, you're dealing with a God. Across the street, you're dealing with a God who's capable of anything, who can do anything. Can you imagine when three or four of y'all get together? See, that's what Jesus said. Whenever two or more get together in my name, I will be there also. You know what I mean? Whenever two or three people get together trying to produce something, you'd be amazed at what they can do. Okay? It don't take a whole lot of people to start something fantastic. It just takes two or three people knowing who they are, knowing where the power's coming from, using that power, you can bring anything into existence, okay? Most of the revolutions that change things started with the peasants. You follow what I'm saying? On Netflix. Most of you got Netflix. Go look at the Russian Revolution, okay? It tell you the peasants started the uprising, but the 1% sitting back there watching, wait a minute, we can use this, we can control this. And they don't pick the people that started, just like with Nelson and Winnie Mandela. They didn't start the revolution. Another group started it. They pick somebody that's in the group and they put money behind them and build them up, hoping that they can get them to control the group, because it's a leadership, it's a hierarchy situation. If you control the leader, you control the group. That's how it works, okay? That's why they're fighting so hard for the presidency. The presidency has a lot of power. He's controlling a lot of things. The whole thing is, what I'm trying to get at, you're very powerful. You have more power than you possibly can imagine, but you don't know how to access it because you don't know it's there, because you don't know who you are. Has anybody? Well, I'm a black man. I'm American. I'm, you know what I mean? How many are going to say, I'm Christ? You're not going to say that. I'm crystallizing the oneness with self. That's what Christ means. Oh, you think that Christ started with Jesus? Come on, do your research. The Pharaohs, all of them used to put the term Christ on their mukbangs. Even back when Egypt was a swamp, going to Sudan and the Yoruba people, they used to use the term Christ. They started the term Christ, K-R-S-T, okay? K-R-S-T, Google it. You know, the 1% know you got KRST radio, KRST this, KRST that. They know what's going on, but you're asleep. So you look at the term KRST, you have no clue what it means. You know what I'm saying? They're evoking the Christ consciousness. They're evoking their power to become successful. That's what they're doing. You can be successful as you want if you know who you are. If you don't know who you are, then you become a doubting Thomas. Oh, well, I can't do this, I can't do that. That word can't. Once you know who you are, the word can't goes out of your vocabulary because there's nothing that you can't do. If you're having trouble, you'll figure it out. Go look at almost anybody's biography, you know, that comes from that one part of the 1%, right? Their parents didn't give them the money. They had to go through, a lot of hardship to bring what they're doing into existence. And it doesn't matter how long it takes. It might take you 15 years. Who cares? If what you're trying to bring into existence is worthwhile, don't give up on it. You keep fighting. You keep rumbling, no matter how long it takes to bring it in, because you will be able to figure it out. See what I'm saying? You don't know who you are, so you're looking to yourself to come up with the new ideas, with the new answers that ain't been here before. But you can do that because, you know, they tell you all the time, there's nothing new under the sun, okay? You have Oracle, which is a dimension between the mind and the brain, right? That channels information from the mind. The mind is connected to the cosmos. Your brain is like a computer that the mind functions through. That's what's going on out there, okay? The Oracle regulates information coming in from your mind through your synaptic nerves, okay? So you have to build up your synaptic nerves. The more synaptic nerves that you build up, the more information that the Oracle can allow to come in, okay? That's how it works. Now, this is how science, this is the science of the temples in Egypt, okay, in Kemet, that they're blocking from you, that they don't want you to know about. They don't want you to have information I'm dropping on this show. They don't want you to know this stuff, okay? But it's hard because you're getting a wake-up call. Now, you got to remember, you didn't sleep all this time. Now you're waiting, wait a minute. Oh, but you mean I can do all that? Yes, you can. You mean I can change the world? Yes, you can. I can change my reality? Yes, you can. You can change whatever you want once you realize, okay, that your thought process is what takes you into what you're trying to get, all right? Now, if you want to be a lawyer, does it make sense to you to sit in medical school? No, there's nothing wrong with medical school at all. But you want to be a lawyer. You're over medical school, miserable as I don't know what. Medical school ain't bad, but that's just not where you want to be. You want to be in law school, okay? If you want to be a lawyer, if you want to be a doctor, it don't make sense for you to sit in medical school. Everything is determined by your thought process. What you think about is what's going to come into existence. Now, I tell everybody, that's a part of what I'm doing, don't think about what you don't want. That's the first step. Don't think about what you don't want, because the universe only gives you what's on your mind. And if all that's on your mind is what you don't want, guess what? You're going to be sitting here with every day. You're going to be sitting here with what you don't want. And that's not what you want, okay? Think about what you want. Only think about what you want and where you're going and how to get there. And the answers will come in. The answers will be there. Now, the energy that's required to bring things into existence, you might not have it at the time. it might be a little too much for you right then, okay? That means that you have to change your diet, you're not eating properly, there's things that's going on that's blocking you from doing what you have to do. The first thing you got to do if you're trying to accomplish something is get out of the 3 meal a day diet. You got to forget that thing, you know what I mean? I've been checking on all the people that are becoming powerful, most of them don't even deal with the 3 meal a day diet because it don't work, okay? We've got about 5 more minutes here. Boy, I'm not going to have time to run the commercial today, but because we only got about 5 minutes. Commercial takes about 5 minutes, but I will say that this is Elohim Christ on the air, and we'll be here every day at 7 o'clock. Now that I've worked out the bugs here, we won't have any problems with the show breaking up. So, so I'll be here every day at 7 o'clock. We lost a half an hour today because I was trying to fix the problems that we were having yesterday. And you were calling in complaining, you know. So we didn't get no complaints today. I got 2 lines hooked up. I'm sitting here listening to what you're listening to, talking on the mic that you're talking on. So I know exactly what's going on, okay? So you can tune in every day. We're going to have a different show. And all the shows that we're doing, all right, they're pretty much Bible-based. But they're not, I'm teaching you how to use the Bible to bring about your power. Everything starts with you. You are your own universe. And from you, everything goes forward. So you can draw in the power to do whatever you want to do. But now here's the thing. You have to know what you want. You can't say, well, I want to work this out in Philadelphia and I want to have this in Philadelphia. And then you move to Camden and wonder why you're catching hell. You ask for everything in Philadelphia, and by the time the universe works it out, the action and the action will bring it to you, you ain't here. You're someplace else. You know what I mean? Here's the key. Figure out what your end game is. You need an end game, because without an end game, the beginning don't make sense. See what I'm saying? Your first move should take you to the end of the game. So go all the way to what you want. What you want to accomplish. Well, I need $10 million to, when I end up, I want to have $10 million liquid cash. I want to be worth X amount of $1 million so I can do so and so, so and so. I want to change this, I want to change that. Okay? That's your ending. That's where you want to be. All right? Now, you don't know how long it's going to take until you go back to the beginning. You know where you're going to wind up. Now you got to go back to the beginning and start with the first step and work your way step by step by step, planning wise, all the way up to where you want to be. Okay, or you can start at the top and go backwards down to the first step. You know what I mean? In order to have this, I'm going to need this. We need lawyers, I need accountants, I'm going to need places to store the money, you know, then dealing with bitcoins and calibers and all this kind of stuff, you know what I mean? Because you've got to have, because you know, this is a crooked empire. The United States is a crooked empire. Let's just face it. That's how they got everything. They stole, robbed, murdered, killed, and everything they got all over the planet. And they're still doing the same thing. They ain't changed their modus operandi, okay? So you know you need lawyers and accountants and all that stuff to keep track of everything, because if you don't, they will take it and throw you in jail. They'll take your stuff, make stuff up on you, and throw you in jail. That's how they roll, okay? So I really got about 3 minutes left. So start at the top, work your way back, and you can get what you want. But you start at the bottom. You go back to the bottom at that first step and work your way through, and you can accomplish everything that you want to accomplish, okay? This is your brother Elohim. We got about 3 minutes left here every day. I'm going to be here every day, okay? So you can call in, tune in, and we're talking about waking you up. And I know, you're out there asleep. That wake up call is absolutely amazing when we wake up. It's something you say, oh my goodness, I got to do all this for myself. Oh my goodness, it gets a little crazy, you know? So here we are, very own. But remember now, you can press 1 on your dial and let me know if you want to say something or you have something to say, and we can communicate like that, okay? Now, I'm going to be here every day, and this is Elohim. The call number is 516-453-9230. You can just call in. We dropped it on the air. Now, we do have a chat room. I still haven't figured out how to use a chat room yet. So that's where you can throw them on a computer. But sometimes, if the board fills up, you get a busy signal when you call in, and you won't be able to get in until we clear the board a little bit. But just call in, and we'll be here every day, okay? So try to call in early. That way you won't be babysitting them off the board for yourself, okay? All righty, then. This is Elohim, Charles the Church of Christ in Allah. We're signing off, and we will literally be here tomorrow. We'll chat with you again tomorrow, okay?